Chapter 7. Brave New China. During the 2010s, China is likely to change yet further. Since the ascension to power of Xi Jinping, China has become less liberal at home and more assertive overseas. Chinese media and academics are subject to increasing restrictions on what they can discuss, and in the South and East China Seas, Chinese claims on territorial and maritime boundaries are becoming more insistent. Yet there are also signs of forward thinking, although often in directions that the liberal world will find uncomfortable. The power of China's currency, the yuan, renminbi, will grow if it moves towards full convertibility and becomes a significant global reserve currency. The Chinese government has proposed a new Silk Road, which may bring China closer to Central Asia, Iran, and the Middle East. In addition, the Chinese presence in Latin America and Africa continues to grow. Meanwhile, the party embeds itself further into all aspects of business and social change, particularly since it has adapted to the technology of the 21st century with some aplomb. One thing remains constant, however. The CCP has no intention of allowing any rivals even to think of attaining power in China. This book started with a new China envisaged a century ago. What you think of modern China may be affected by your response to another vision, not written with China in mind, the modernity of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. The book's protagonist, the savage, is brought from the wilds into a civilization set several centuries into the future where everybody is happy. Material comforts on demand, everybody slotted into social categories that suit their needs, and dangerous and uncomfortable information kept firmly suppressed. Those who have overactive minds, and they're few in number, end up exiled to Iceland, where the system sends all the people who aren't satisfied with orthodoxy, who've got independent ideas of their own. Near the climax of the book, the savage confronts Mustafa Mond, the world controller, who defends the safe, cozy, and unquestioning world that he and his system have created. Mond admits that being contented has none of the glamour of a good fight against misfortune. Happiness is never grand. The savage claims the right to be unhappy. The controller replies, not to mention the right to have too little to eat, the right to be lousy, the right to live in constant apprehension of what may happen tomorrow, the right to catch typhoid, the right to be tortured by unspeakable pains of every kind. There was a long silence. I claim them all, said the savage at last. Mustafa Mond shrugged his shoulder. You're welcome, he said. Of course, both Mond and the savage are right and wrong. China today is very far from being a brave new world, even though Shanghai's night cityscape may look like one. But the conversation between the savage and the controller says something about the infinitely difficult balancing act that has affected all governments, the Qing of the New China of 1910, the Nationalists, Mao's New China of 1949, or the current leadership's nurturing of a Chinese Renaissance, Fuxing, in deciding what the relationship will be between the state, the party, and the people in a truly modern China. Can China afford to give people the right to be unhappy? Or does it need to exile those who ask for it to its own Iceland? Are people who live in desperate poverty able to be free in any meaningful sense? Are those who have television, running water, and a car, but cannot openly discuss their views on politics being infantilized by an overprotective, sometimes vindictive state and party? The answers to those questions are at the heart of the ever-changing, perhaps never-ending journey to what it means to be modern and to be Chinese. This concludes Modern China by Rana Mitter, narrated by Mike Cooper. Copyright 2008, 2016 by Rana Mitter. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Oxford University Press and was produced in the year 2021 by Tento Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit tento.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.